Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, award shows.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Don't hurry, my friend. We take our time.
Yeah.
We don't have clocks.
So don't worry about the time.
The time will wait for us.
Exactly. Well, award shows are events established to recognize talents, artistry, excellence, and achievement. It is a way of bringing people together for fun, camaraderie, and also having a good time. So, how are they organized in Africa? Are they given their fair share of importance? Do they have enough support? And for the organizers, are they well prepared? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And now it's time to welcome to our show the SLEA 2018 Best Female Actress Award winner, Wenstena Taylor, all the way from Bowie, Maryland. Welcome to the show, Wenstena.
Thank you, Sunday. Hi, Africa.
And also, for the first time, please welcome Dr. Theophilus Wangata, a general physician, all the way from the city of Nairobi, Kenya. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thank you very much, Sunday. I'm very much happy to be on the show.
You're welcome, Doctor. And tonight in this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing award shows. Anytime, Doctor. Well, when you do award shows, there's a lot that needs to be done. Budgeting,
yes.
Theme, great organization, and also time management, which seems to be sometimes of a challenge for Africa. Well, I spoke to a radio broadcaster from Joy FM in Ghana, Echo Sam, and I wanted to know his take.
Well, I would say that it's not been the best when we talk about timing. Award shows will tell you we'll start at, actually, the organizers will tell you we'll start at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. They end up starting at way past midnight. And for people like myself, we stick to time. So 8 p.m. is 8 p.m. We'll be there by 8 p.m.
Right.
And so I think that the biggest problem with these award shows will be the time management factor. So that's something that the organizers need to work on. They need to stick to time. They need to stop thinking for the guests. You know, usually the thinking is that if you say 9, the guests will end up coming at 10, and so let's wait and start at 10 p.m. But I tell you what, if the award organizers will start at 9 when they say 9,
yes,
I can bet my last penny that the guests will also come in at 9 the next time when they realize that the award started on time. So instead of coming at 10 thinking that the awards will not start early, they will come at 9 because they know the awards will start at 9.
Right.
I think that is one thing that needs to be worked on. The other thing is credibility. There are times people have won awards and there's been a lot of backlash, especially on social media.
Oh, okay.
Because to some people, those who are awarded do not deserve the awards they won. Some people think that some award schemes are just for cronies. I know you, and so I'm awarding you because I know you. And so that also needs to be worked on. If you want to organize an award ceremony, you need to be as credible as possible. You don't need to favor someone because you know the person or because the person has done a favor for you. So I think that part also needs to be worked on. Aside that, especially for the musical shows, I think that the artists need to be spoken to regarding how they dress for these shows. Some artists who come on stage dressed anyhow, indecently, exposing what they shouldn't expose.
Right.
And I tell you what, there are kids who are watching these artists. These artists are role models.
Exactly.
So if you have, so I think that the organizers should be bold enough to tell an artist that, I don't think you are properly dressed for this stage. I won't let you go on it. The next time the artist goes for a show, he or she will be properly dressed.
Yeah.
So basically, these three things are the things the organizers should look out for. And once they work on them, they strengthen them, we'll have better award ceremonies here in Africa.
I know. And we need that, I think, a lot of that. And what about the people? Do you think we have enough support from organizations and all that, giving support to these organizers to recognize talent? Or it's just like Let's do it, and it's not a big deal.
Well, I think that we've not been as supportive as we should be. And the thinking is that whoever organizes an award ceremony is organizing because he or she needs to make some money out of it. And that's the reason
it's
people,
about the money, right?
And that's the reason, yes, that's the reason people have not been so supportive. But and then again, it comes to the fact that because somebody is supporting me as an organizer, then if I get Sandy doling out some dollars to support me, I'll obviously need to reward Sandy. And so I give Sandy an award he may not deserve. You get it? I think that when these award schemes are community-based, they are organization-based, then you can have the backing of the people. And then again, it comes back to the credibility part I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a credible organization, you'll have as many people supporting you as possible because then they know who you are and what you stand for. It becomes easier to win the hearts of people. It becomes easier for people to bring in their, as in to dole out some cash to you because they know who you are and they know what you stand for and they can vouch for your integrity.
Thank you, Echo Sam. This is Let's Talk. And we're discussing award shows. Now, when we talk about these shows, there's a lot that needs to be done. When staying at Taylor, you have been there. You've been awarded, so you know what you had gone through. Dr. Teo, in Nairobi, there's so many shows, award shows prepared and arranged. So, when we talk about trying to know the importance and the excellency and the work done and everything else, what do you think about people coming to these shows? Do they give it all, especially the organizers? Now, before I give you a chance, Dr. Teo, let me invite, you know, it is ladies first year. So let us do the award winner herself, Westina Taylor. Westina, tell me your take. When you went through these organizations and went through all this work done to prepare these kind of shows and award, what was your experience like? Tell me your diaspora experience.
I would say it was very exciting, especially just being nominated or being mentioned when you're doing your part as an actress or producer or whatsoever that you do. When you're doing your part and when you get recognized, that gives you, I would say, a grace on your elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Like for you to continue to do what you got to do, that people are noticing and people are seeing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to the show, I would say almost everyone that I have been to, because it's more so organized, I would say locally. Mm-hmm. I haven't went to, I would say, an international one out of the country because most of the ones I've been to are like in America or out of state.
Mm-hmm.
But they put all their effort and do everything they're supposed to do. Sometimes I just believe the shortcoming is the funds. Because of the fund limitation, because they don't have too many sponsors or they don't have too many people that believe in them. So the way it's projected out, it looks, you can tell most of them are low budget and they try their hardest. But if you don't have all hands on deck, sometimes the results are kind of, it's like, let's say Black Friday, going out shopping for Black Friday, how chaotic it is. But some that I've attended, they pulled it up gracefully, and you barely notice unless you're in the backstage.
Okay.
But when you're in the front, you won't notice nothing. So that's kind of like my take on the award process that I've been through so far.
So far, okay. Dr. Teo, all hands on deck in Nairobi, Kenya. There's so many awards you have gone through. I'm sure you've seen a lot. But of course, as what Westina was saying before, is the same thing as Echo Sam mentioned in Ghana with his experience. He also saw a lot of shortcomings, especially with time management. And also some people not even giving their all, especially in funding, becomes an issue. But tell me about your experience or what you know about these shows.
Okay, my experience here in Kenya and generally in the East African region is that the shows are gaining more ground in terms of popularity. However, we need to have more clear judging standards to be at international levels so that it's not just based on who has been voted for more than the other person, but who is more talented. We need to recognize talent at the highest level possible. Also, we need to think about the sponsorship because the sponsorship has not been very good. Sometimes we have shows where you get people who are nominated and they win prizes just for prestige sake instead of giving them good money. We need to get sponsorships from corporates and also work closely with government so that people can get real money. That way it will enhance the talent much more easily.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, I have noticed that there is a tendency to copy-paste.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's a tendency to copy-paste what is available or what has been happening in the Western world. We need producers to be more original, to be more focused on local talent and produce the best shows, not just based on what has happened elsewhere, but also original, based on our shows as Africans.
Mm.
And I know, like, the AFRIMA show is doing well, and it's supported by the African Union. We need lots of support to be able to achieve good shows, and definitely very good organization skills.
Yeah, organization is very, very, very important, as you say that. That's for sure. Okay, hold it right there. Our show is the topic tonight.
Yes.
So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
You are listening to Upfront, the Voice of America.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Can't AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in our studio in Washington with Winstainer Taylor and Dr. Tio Wangata. Tonight, discussing award shows. Well, according to the Lasker Foundation, their purpose for awards is to honor individuals who have made significant contributions in life. But also, these awards are for recognizing talent in several other areas. So, I spoke to another award winner in Washington, D.C., and an entrepreneur, DMK, and I wanted to know his take.
They're very important, and the reason being is they actually help to propel the artists and their work and globally. And why do I say that? Just because of the amount of attention that these awards bring to the diaspora and to the world in general. You know, you got a lot of people tuning in to watch these award shows and see who the who and there, what they do, and, you know, and how did they come along and all that.
Right.
You know, the best part of the award show is always the red carpet, you know what I mean?
That's the red carpet. Yeah, red carpet is always great, man. You see people dressing,
right?
Impressing and all
exactly.
that.
Exactly, yeah. You know, you go there and, you know, people say, what kind of you wear, who is, who's the designer and all that type of shit.
That's right. Well, and I know for you, DMK, you've been in so many of those, you know, you've been selected so many times and you go to these award shows, you enjoy the red carpet moment. Tell me about this moment you think for the, especially the diaspora. Is the diaspora doing enough?
I can tell you this. First of all, I don't think they're doing enough.
Okay.
But what I can say is it takes a lot on a award show.
Exactly. The budget.
You know,
tell me
budget,
about that. You know, the organization.
Yeah, the budget, exactly. The budgeting, the organization, the promotion of it, you know. And it's not easy to get all these artists and people actually, you know, come together, you know, just for a award show.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much sure that if it was easy, there would be so many award shows in diaspora. But, it's difficult. You know, it needs money.
Mm-hmm.
And the diaspora people themselves are not really into it yet.
So they're not supporting enough, maybe.
Actually, they're not supporting enough. There's not enough support from the diaspora.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this should have been they should have been the Oscars of diaspora,
yes.
You know, the Oscars of African people and all that.
Right.
Because we don't get enough chances to go to the Oscars.
Exactly.
So they should have been the Oscars, you know, African people.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, the support is still not there. I mean, it's getting better now, but it's still not there yet. Hopefully in a few years to come,
yes.
You know, yeah, there will be more support from our people, you know, and everybody else around the world.
And also, DMK, people also complain. The African diaspora also is saying, you know what, when you go to these things, man, sometimes they take too long. They don't start the time they're supposed to start. It takes a lot of time.
One thing that I've noticed is people are quick to complain. And they also forget one thing.
Yes.
If you're there on time, things are supposed to start on time.
Right.
You know, if I'm organizing an award or even if I'm doing an event, for example.
Right.
And you got everything scheduled according to your program.
Uh-huh.
And now, there, let's say you're opening the door at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And people start coming in at 7, 8-ish, 9-ish. So if I have any program that's supposed to start at 7 o'clock, for example, and you only have 10, 20 people in there, you think I'm going to start the program. I'm going to have to wait for people to get in first, fill up the room before I start, for the event to make sense. So, yeah, we are complaining a lot, but also we need to do our part in order for us to complain.
So it's not just the promoters.
Yeah. You know, we still have that mentality of no hurry in Africa. That's a problem.
Yeah. No hurry, my friend. We don't have, we take our time.
Yeah.
Thank you, DMK. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing award shows. Now, back to the studio. If I ask you, Westina Taylor, one common ground that you have seen here, what Dr. Wangata is talking about in Kenya and what happens in other areas, it looks like budgeting becomes an issue. Okay, and as you spoke about low budget, maybe people don't trust the organizers. And this is something that we need to work on. Now, if you see one of the very well-to-do Academy Awards in Africa, there's one in Nigeria, which started their first Academy or Movie Academy in 2005. Africa Movie Academy Awards, they're popularly known as AMAA. And they were founded by Anyan Osigwe. So you can see, we don't have a long time doing this kind of business. But still, there are challenges that we face every day. Even the ones that are very well to do in the US and other places, sometimes also they have their own issues that they have to deal with. So do we need, number one, enough? Is this enough what we already have? Oh, we need even more. That people could still be doing this in Africa, bringing more of the award shows.
I literally don't feel we need more.
Okay.
We need to strengthen the ones that we have. I think we need to brainstorm. And just as the doctor was saying, is more organization, time management, as well as budget.
Right.
Because even the awards here, we can't even say even the Grammy, there's always a shortcoming because it's real life. It's not robotic. So we are always, you can have somebody that's supposed to be on stage, something would have happened and it's live. All of that would create an issue. You would have organized, you will have a backup, but still there will be a snag in it. But if the funds are there, if the time management is on point, I think like the frictions that will happen are less. They're not noticeable. When you watch most of the awards here, like the Grammys, the MEA, all of this, you cannot tell unless you're part of the management team because they're able to have backup for everything they do because they have the funds to do that. But localized award shows like the ones we have, we don't have funds to have backup in the event this don't happen, this is what will happen because you have to have the money just to have that plan B, plan C on board.
Right.
But without the money, you can't have all of that. Although I believe if we learn more time management, it will get a little better. So the more we organize, the more we learn our time management skill, I think the better the awards will get.
But Westina Taylor, we should be realistic here. You know better. There's this saying that says there's no hurry in Africa. So
we don't have clocks.
So don't worry about the time.
The time will wait for us.
Exactly. It's not going to happen right now, you know. Yeah. They're also talking about these artists. For instance, some of the problems that were mentioned in these big awards in the U.S., they were talking about recognizing artists. Some of those artists, they're not really new. They keep telling you this is a new artist, but it's not. Some of them have been in the game for quite some time, you know. And some of them are complaining also for the, you know, the red carpet. Someone told me the red carpet is the best ever place for these kind of shows. But guess what? What happens? Wardrobe malfunctions. And those cost people a lot, especially in America, you know, with TV. So I don't know about this red carpet and wardrobe and all that. Dr. Tio in Kenya, do you see this is a very good thing happening, or they need to do more on that, especially when you come to these award shows?
Yeah, I would wish that our nominees would follow more, would be more original in their dress code. They don't necessarily have to dress like Hollywood stars, but they can dress a little African and can be original in their dress code, and they shouldn't just follow somebody else's way of dressing. To be original, for me, I would go for originality any time, and I would wish that Africa becomes Africa with its own levels of shows that do not necessarily have to be based on Western ways of thinking, but are of international standards.
International standards, I like that.
And
very well put.
Especially on the dress code. So the nominees should just come wearing what is comfortable for them. And I would love to see more African wear during those events. And different cultures of Africa need to be showcased during the shows so that we see the real Africa coming out. We need to see the kitenges and Nigerian outfits and those types of West African outfits that really bring out Africa as it is. Not because I've seen that many people dress like the Westerners, and it appears not like an African show. We need to have an African show that is for Africans and that is also with international standards.
All righty, very well said. Thank you so much. Here, you hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We will be back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Well, thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored award shows. A very big thank you to my guests, all the way from Bowie, Maryland, actress Wenstena Taylor. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me, Sunday. Thank you for having me, Africa.
Thank you. And also, big thank you from Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you, Dr. Teo. You're welcome.
Okay.
All righty. And, of course, a big thank you to Jackson Mvunganyi, our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be superstitious. Do you believe in that? Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international.
This is VOA.